every Thursday, or at least the last few Thursdays, we have been visiting with our good friend Stephen Orr. You hear him on our sister station, 1340 The Fin, with the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. And this week will be his final week on the air over there. They're wrapping up this year's edition of the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. And we've entered playoffs now for high school football. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Chad? And yes, we are headed into the playoffs, and exciting time this week. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and soapbox before we get into the game. Four teams is too many.
Yeah? Is that too many?
We have teams that are in the playoffs with 1-9 season records, 2-8 season records, and they're playing teams that are undefeated.
Yeah, that's too much.
It's not going to end well.
You've got to win at least, I don't know, how many games, but you can't just have one or two wins.
Well, they say, well, it gives more kids the opportunity to participate, but are you really participating at a good level when you're going to get your head beat in?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's
you'll have more parents out there complaining about bullying at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to have bully prevention all the way around. But anyway, when we get into the playoffs, some interesting games. You've got out of that District 2-5A. Of course, Lubbock Coronado didn't quite get into the playoffs this year, but you've got Odessa High is traveling out to take on El Paso Franklin in the Sun Bowl. Midland Lee taking on El Paso El Dorado out there as well. So the Division I school is going out to El Paso, while Division II is coming to the area. Abilene Cooper taking on El Paso Coronado at Midland. And it's a doubleheader with San Angelo Central taking on El Paso Montwood, I'm sorry. And I think the District 2-5A team should come out of that in pretty good shape. When we get down to 4A, and that's where we get closer to Lubbock, Amarillo High taking on Lubbock Monterey, and Amarillo is going to come down and play Monterey at Lowry Field, and that game is interesting. Amarillo High is 5-5 and 3-2, but when you look at their five losses, three of those losses came to state-ranked teams, and they were very close games. So Monterey at 3-7 is going to have their hands full. Then we look down and you see Friendship taking on Amarillo Palladura. That's a 5-5 Palladura team that was 2-3 in district. And, certainly they were the second tier in their district, and Friendship will advance to play another week unless they forget to get off the bus at all. When you get down into Division II of the 4A, Hereford taking on Canyon. This is one of those games I was talking about. The Hereford Whitefaces are 2-8 on the year. They're taking on a 10-0 Canyon team, and at least this one's being played early in the day. I think it's a 4 p.m. kickoff, so their season will be over, and then get home in time for supper.
Yeah, well, that's nice for them. That's good.
And then San Angelo Lakeview makes it into the playoffs. They play Canyon Randall out of that District 3-4A. But Lakeview at 4-6, they won't make it there. When we get into 3A, that's where things get a little more interesting. From the Lubbock Cooper takes on 1-9 Tampa, and that game is this afternoon at 4:30 at Dick Bivens Stadium in Amarillo. And that was one of the games I referenced that Cooper basically gets a bye week.
Yeah, it'll be a tough walkthrough for him today.
And, you know, the second stringers and the seniors that maybe didn't start are going to get to say they played in the playoff game. And that's unfortunate. That's one of those games that just shouldn't be taking place at all. Then you've got Andrews out of District 2, the 3A taking on Borger. That's a 4-6 team taking on a 3-7 team.
Wow.
And Borger's actually the number one seed for Division 2 out of that district with a 3-7 record. So, again, I'm not a big fan of the playoff situation, of the way they're handling it as far as four teams in the playoffs. Lubbock Estacado plays Perryton on Saturday. That's going to be one of the better ball games that we talk about today because Perryton was 0-4 to start their season. They won their last non-district game and then went on a four-game, 4-0 district win streak. So they're at 5-5 on the year. They're surging at the right time, and they lost to state-ranked Salina by 2 points. So Estacado will have their hands full there. Then you've got Dalhart taking on Shallow Water. Dalhart's 8-2 on the year. Shallow Water 10-0. That game is today at 4:00 in Kimbrough Memorial Stadium up in Canyon. So that should be a decent contest, but I think that Shallow Water will have their way. As a matter of fact, I believe they've already played this year, and Shallow Water beat Dalhart handily. So that's a rematch. Get down into 2A. Idaloo and Childress playing in Plainview. That game's today as well. That's going to be a really good ball game, and Idaloo's going to have their hands full with a Childress team that's very physical. They hit you hard. They run the ball. There's not anything fancy about what they do, but they can be very effective. And Idaloo's defense is going to have to hold up to that punishment for the whole game. If they can do that, I think they have a decent chance to win. And then you've got Denver City 10-0 on the year. They take on the Muleshoe Mules, which is something you would be used to seeing in the playoffs. But Muleshoe coming into the playoffs with a 3-7 record is not. And I don't think there's much chance that Denver City doesn't advance on to the next round. They're playing over their friendship tonight. You've got Littlefield and Brownfield playing at Lowry tonight as well. Littlefield 6-4, Brownfield 5-5 on the year, and that should be a great game as well.
Visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Stephen, you brought up the playoffs, and you don't like that four teams are in. How many teams do you think should get in?
I personally think two should. When we're in a situation, Chad, where in most districts you have more teams go into the playoffs and stay home, that's not right.
Yeah.
I understand when we, you know, back in my gray-haired days when I played football, one team, the district champion, went to the playoffs, and you had teams that were 8-2 or so that stayed home.
Yeah.
You know, that may be a little bit severe, but certainly when you take the top two teams in a district, if you can't play to one of those two positions, in my opinion, that dilutes the playoff things. And the playoff, making the playoffs doesn't mean anything to people anymore. It's not near as significant as it used to be. So that's my opinion on that.
Especially this first week. You know, this first week, I mean, it is – for many of those teams, it's just, you know, it's an easy game.
Well, and what we're going to see is like we see early in the season where teams have scheduled lesser competition to make sure they get off on the right foot.
Yeah.
There's going to be a ton of bloodbath.
Yeah.
That's not compelling football.
Yeah.
And it makes my job very difficult on a Friday night.
Stephen Orr, appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on throughout the season. Who are your favorites in this area just to move on? And to get really deep.
When you look at who I think can move on, I think Shallow Water has been dominant in every game they played this year. The health of Derek Black has a lot to do with that. He needs to stay healthy, but if they do, I think they can make a deep run. I think the Friendship Tigers are poised to make a deep run into the playoffs. I think they can go several rounds. Don't necessarily think they'll go all the way. But they're surely going to have a good representation there. And those are my two really favorite teams. I'm a big fan of Lubbock Cooper.
Yeah.
Lubbock Cooper's played tough football, and they also can make some noise in the playoffs going forward.
All right, Stephen Orr, you can hear him down or up the dial on 1340 The Fan, our sister station, tomorrow night, at 10 p.m. on 1340 The Fan and 1340thefan.com. Stephen, thank you very much. Been a pleasure having you on the show this year.
Chad, we appreciate you and look forward to doing it again next year.
Sounds great. That's Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show on 1340 The Fan.